Statement of the Reverend James Galbraith, Minister at the Church of Scotland, Camusterach, 13th August 1869. I fear the wicked deeds lately committed in this parish only represent a bubbling to the surface of the natural state of savagism of the inhabitants of this place, a savagism that the Church has of late been successful in suppressing. The history of these parts, it has been said, is stained with black and bloody crimes, and people exhibit a certain wildness and indulgence, and such traits cannot be bred out in a matter of generations. While the teachings of the presbytery are a civilizing influence, it is inevitable that now and again the old instincts come to the fore. Nonetheless, one cannot fail to be shocked on hearing of acts such as those committed in Caldooie. Of all the individuals in this parish, however, one is least surprised to hear that Roderick McCrae is the perpetrator. Although this individual has attended my church since childhood, I always sense that my sermons fell on his ears as seeds on stony ground. I must accept that his crimes represent, in some degree, a failure on my part. But sometimes one must sacrifice a lamb for the general good of the flock. There was always a wickedness, easily discernible about that boy, which I regret to see was beyond my reach. The boy's mother, Una McCrae, was a frivolous and insincere woman. She attended church regularly, but I fear she mistook the Lord's house for a place of social gathering. I frequently heard her singing on her way to and from the kirk, and, after service, she would gather within the grounds with other women folk and indulge in intemperate conversation and laughter. On more than one occasion, I was obliged to reprimand her. I am compelled, however, to add a word on behalf of Roderick McCrae's father. John McCrae is among the most devoted to Scripture in this parish. His knowledge of the Bible is extensive, and he is sincere in his observance. In common with the majority in these parts, however, even while he might parrot the words of the Gospel,